RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number two of the show, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
And by the way, you figured it out. It was Memphis Bleak.
Memphis Bleak, like that. I think that's like, and I love the beginning.
You know funny?
What time it is. Yeah, we know what time it is. 6:02.
I was listening to Janelle Monáe. I like that on the way in, and I love that intro.
Really?
It's funny that it was like that. It's so good. That is a great song.
It is. Zach Eflin, not his best outing, not his best year, I should say, last year. Only had 14 starts. ERA 5.93, the highest since 2017, but we know he was hurt. He only had 50 strikeouts and 71 in the third innings. He'll be 32 in, I think, this upcoming season, right before the season begins, he'll be 32?
Yeah,
April 8th, or right after the season starts. I misspoke, Jeremy. You asked me when would he be ready, and I said May. Zach Eflin in a Zoom call said that he's going to throw his first bullpen session January 6th. He says he's hoping to be ready for opening day.
It's interesting.
Yes, very interesting. I thought this was like one of those $10 million insurance policies. I even heard someone on MLB Network Radio call it that yesterday. But this Zoom call from Eflin reveals something different. He underwent a
bacchiotomy
procedure in August.
A bacchiotomy. Yeah, spinal.
And if he's not ready opening day, like he says, we at least know it won't be May.
But you know what I love about this? And all the people, including some of the people that we work with, tweeting, hey, if this is just a move to add and, to move forward and there's another piece coming, then this is a great move. But if not, I'm not happy. And it's like, all right, come on, guys. Like, you've said this about every signing so far. Hey, Pete Alonso's great, but if we don't get starting, we got to start. Yeah, but Shane Boz, you still got to get another start. They get another starter, and it's like, yeah, but that's not enough. And I'm not disagreeing that they shouldn't get another pitcher.
Just tell us who you want.
Yeah, just stop with the nonsense. Like, They're not going to keep doing this. They've spent money. They've been in on every big free agent and offered as much money or more money than everyone else so far.
Who's the ace for the Marlins that they're nailing on now?
So it was Sandy Alcantara and Edward Cabrera.
Cabrera.
But they said they were out on Cabrera because the asking price was too high and that the Orioles and Astros were backing out. Now, is that posturing? Like, hey, you guys are asking for too much. We're out of here. And then they come back to the table. Sure, that's a possibility. But whatever they were asking for, and I've said all along, like, I'm kicking the tires with Milwaukee and I'm going, hey, what does it take to get Freddie Peralta off your hands?
You've been on that one.
I think he slides right into the front of the rotation. And again, sitting here going, oh, well, you've already got five starters. I don't care, man.
No.
I don't care.
When you go into the year with five starters, you don't have enough starters.
Yep.
You don't have enough. You got to get more starters. You know, you should have six starters, seven starters.
And I'm sure even though Eflin's saying he's ready by the beginning of the year, I'm sure they're finagling something unless somebody else has something barking at the beginning of the year. Because we've said this before, usually in the first month of the baseball season, you don't need a five-man rotation because you have so many off days.
Right.
So you set it up how you want, and you end up going to a four-man rotation in a lot of instances. But they could at some point do the six-man rotation, but there's guys that don't like to be involved with that. So we'll see.
410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, you guys getting paid. You're under contract. If I tell you get in the bullpen, get your ass in that bullpen. If we need you to start later on, you start later on. You know, I mean, enough of this hurting the feelings. You want to be the best team or you want to be the best team? That's your role. If you don't like it, that's fine. But if you don't perform your role, then you're not going to get paid when you leave here.
And I'm sorry, it made me look like a fool talking about Zach Eflin last year because he had a terrible season. But he attributes a lot of that to his back. He said his release point was different, and then now he's going to get back in the mix. Like, I think he can kind of get back to where he was 2 years ago.
I'm confident in again.
And if that's the case, then you have, again, it's another one of those pitchers like a Dean Kramer type that doesn't overwhelm you where you're going, oh, man, yeah, he's great. But what does he do? He goes out and he posts and he gives you your six innings most days. You'll get a couple of strikeouts here. Sometimes Eflin's efficient and goes deeper into games, and that's what you need. Helps keep your bullpen fresh all year long.
And you talk about having those veteran presences in the clubhouse. He's a guy that's a veteran presence in the clubhouse. He can not only, you know, perform on the field, but he's a guy that's been there, done that, been in pennant races, even here in Baltimore. Remember, he came here in 2024. And he helped his team out down the stretch of the pennant race. Remember that year he had 9 starts with a 2.60 earned run average, 47 strikeouts and 55 and two-thirds, in the third inning, I should say. So he performed well down the stretch. He performed better when he came here than he did in the 19 starts with Tampa.
Yeah. And again, just another guy that's solid. I felt like if he had to be in your rotation as a starter, you'd feel comfortable with him. But I still don't think they're done. I think they're going to make other moves. And again, even after that move, I'm not sure that they're done.
Okay. I think they're going to make more moves too. But if they are done, your thoughts on where they are right now?
They're way better than where they were last year.
Are they good enough?
Yeah, I think they are.
Because you know my thing. Better doesn't always mean good enough.
The biggest question I have coming in with the starting pitching is, can Trevor Rogers repeat or at least do 70% of what he was doing last year? Because right. That was incredible. If you have that in your rotation along with Kyle Bradish coming back and you make the additions, I know people are going to look at Shane Boz and go, yeah, he looks okay. His numbers are fine, but you got to look a little deeper, guys. And it's 3 years of control with him. We've talked about Kramer. Mm-hmm. What does he do? You don't pitch him in April. Maybe he's fine. Maybe he looks like an ace. I'm talking out of the side of my mouth. But the fact is, like, he's better than people give him credit for. So I think the rotation is solid. It all matters on what the matchups would be should you make it to the postseason. But you also added, I think, almost 70 home runs to your lineup from the right-handed side of the plate.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.